millionaire.
Good evening. He's from Atlanta. The Zesty, Dwight Howard. He's born and raised in Atlanta. He has the Atlanta face. Zesty. He's from the place where the men love each other. Notorious reputation. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about it. Is he gonna tell? Is he gonna tell? That's what we're gonna talk about today. The reality is Dwight Howard is not alone. How high of a percentage of the NBA is down with Dwight Howard and the Funky Love Brothers? Butterball Neck, doing the funkiest of all things. Funk. We're gonna talk about it. Yeah, we're gonna talk about it. My. He is Zesty. Atlanta face.
Some religion.
Guys, how are you? Good evening, everyone. Yes, that is Dwight Howard. We got to talk about it. The recent incident is now public that he has moved his interests in terms of seeking a partner, love-wise, relationship-wise, in terms of female being over here. He then shifted his focus to the other side, where he has then found interest in hugging and also in loving several brothers. His name is Dwight Howard, aka The Zesty. Now, what you got to understand is this is what comes with the industry. This is what comes with success. He wanted to be famous. He wanted to be rich. And, you know, that immoral culture, that Babylon culture that exists, that immorality that exists in Hollywood and the music industry and professional sports industry, the social elite world. What people don't understand is that it's really not about your preference and pleasure. It's about blasphemy. It's about committing the abominable act. It's about being owned by the demon spirit. And it's very disappointing when you see a strong person or a strong personality or a talented person just literally bend over, grab their ankles and say, go ahead and just let it rip. You know what I mean? There's no dignity going on anywhere around here. And so that's what's going on. But the real thing is this, and I just want to get right to it. Is he going to tell? What do you mean by that? What I mean is, you walk into the NBA stadium in front of everybody and you reach down with the hook formation and huck and tug a man's crotch right there in front of everybody. Okay, so what does that tell me, being that I'm smart? That tells me that that's the culture of the entire organization. That tells me that 9 out of 10 players is all with the bullshit too. They was all at the parties too, doing the butt. They were doing the butt, the dance. There's a dance called the butt, came out in the early 90s. And that's what the NBA players do. So that's the real question. And this is the reason why, you know, a lot of people trying to figure out, boy, he sort of seems like, he seems confident. He's making statements to the press. He's going on social media. He's saying, hey, what I do in my bedroom is my business. I'm like, oh my goodness. You know why? Because he's from Atlanta and he knows all those rappers and singers and entertainers and athletes. They were all back there rubber-dubbing. And he knows it. And he's like, listen, y'all gonna leave me alone. I'm gonna tell you about your favorite rapper. That's what's going on. But the devil has been successful at getting many men to break. We must change this. This must stop. You brothers must stop clenching your ankles to get ahead in life. It's disgusting. You're very weak. You just got to stop doing it. I mean, it's just, you know, you're supposed to stand up for yourself and say, you know what, keep your money. Keep your money and shove it up your ass. Okay? And I'm out of here. You guys are freaks. I'm gone. Right? You know, so this whole thing with success and this celebrityism, you know, celebrities make certain things right, you know, because they're celebrities. You know, this is the life because this is what the celebrities are doing. And the more you realize that it's really just about blasphemy, really, at the end of the day, because why can't you just have good, clean fun? Why? Like, why do you have to be such an evil lizard? Like, why? Why? Why must you be an evil lizard? Oh my goodness. So I want to thank everyone in the chat. Good evening. Good evening. So Dwight Howard is from Atlanta. And a lot of people might not know that, but he's from Atlanta. I actually refer to him as Atlanta Face. If you notice the eyes with the eyebrows all the way up, okay. Atlanta Face, and then boom, you got the wig, bam, you know, down low Joe, you know what I'm saying? So this is Babylon of the South, you know, and where's the stand-up guys? You know, where the stand-up guys? What's happened? Okay, it's the Diddy parties, I'm telling you. It's the hip-hop industry parties. It's the Jamie Foxx parties. You know, it's the Jay-Z's. You know, these guys, this could have never happened 20 years ago. You know, so anyway, so he's from Atlanta. You know, a lot of people don't know that, but he's from Atlanta. That's what they do. Atlanta is the place where the men love each other, literally. There can be an absolute gorgeous woman right there, just gorgeous, just nice, intelligent, and gorgeous, and classy, and everything. And there's this brother over here, and they're just like, hey, the heck with the gorgeous woman. They want to go right over there because it's Atlanta. That's what they do. Man, that's where Dwight Howard is from. That's where he's from. He's from Atlanta. Oh, God. And then they like to go to church. Can I talk about it? What somebody would say, say it, Brian, just say it. I don't want to do it, but I think I got to say it. The church. Why is it so much fun? going on in the church? Stop hiding behind my Jesus. That filthiness. With their mouth, they sing his praises. With their lips, they adore him, but their hearts are far from him. If you're living like that, straight up. Because at the end of the day, you're supposed to want to please him. Everything else comes after that. All of your appetites, your urges, whatever, you want to be a freak, okay? You know what I'm saying? Your first desire before your tingles and all of your tingles, your first desire is supposed to be to want to please your creator, your master. Did I drop that biscuit? I said it. So, and it happens with so many men. Please hit the like button. And I thank you for stopping by. If you're watching this live, if you're watching this tomorrow, whatever. I thank you for stopping by and checking us out. By the way, if there's only three people here, I do know that we're the realists. The rest are fakes and phonies. They're the fakes, they're the phonies. They're scared of us. They're scared of me. Because they know I'm going to say something. Ooh. Catch the mic like James Brown. So there's just something about that industry, that climb, that economic climb, that as you climb it, you know, in certain industries, particularly in the industries of entertainment, where you're an influence somehow, and they seem to need to control you or have some tile be. Whatever, it's weird. But anyway, you have to be strong, you know? That's why it's just certain individuals that's just those disruptors, and they just say, you know what, I can't get down with this. Those are guys that I respect, because you know what? You can't blame a man for wanting to make it in basketball or make it in music or film or whatever, you know? He's shooting this shot. He's trying to make it. He's trying to make something of himself. Bless him. You know, let him shine, let him be blessed, you know. But when he realized that it's his morals, just like Dave Chappelle's father told him, he said, listen, when it costs too much, whatever, that's when you say, no, I'm not doing this anymore. I don't want to be involved in this, you know. So you see him with the wigs on and all this and that, because he knows that there's executives and there's managers and there's media people, and he knows that there's rappers and entertainers, and they all squeeze each other's butts. It's disgusting. But they know, he knows, and he's like, you know what, that's why he's not even embarrassed. If you watched him on the media and social media, he's not even embarrassed. He's not even embarrassed, bro. I'm like, damn. And that's when it dawned on me. Ah. They're all freaks. He's like, can't nobody say nothing to me. He was just over here freaking too. He's a freak too. And all, we're all the land of the freaks. Is he going to tell on everybody? Is that going to be the next viral video? Dwight Howard talks about the hip hop freaks. He's gonna start dropping names. I wasn't the only one clutching crotches. Crotch clutching is a common practice in the NBA. That's been a rumor for a long time. It's hard for people to imagine that because you say you got these guys that are wealthy and successful and athletes and they're handsome and they're rich and they got everything. Why would they be like that? They're already being exploited. I want to say it. I do want to say it. Sometimes you get one of those things and it comes in your spirit and you want to say it and it's like, it hurt. But you know, people aspire so hard and they dream and they dream and they dream and they dream of being a slave. That's how crazy they twisted. Because that's all professional sports really is. You know, brutal. You know, the minute you're no good, you're disposed of. As some of these players, when they had an injury and they took everything back, the moving truck is pulling up, hauling off your life. You don't have no clue. But Dwight Howard wears bow ties, high water pants, very, very tight pants, and very tight shirts with bow ties. Shout out to everybody who got the tea. I have the honey. I don't have the tea. I have the honey. I'm starting my own line, my own phrase. The honey. The honey. Everybody else has the tea. That's the scoop, the skinny. I got the honey. Yeah. Dwight Howard also went to a Christian academy. Can we talk about that in the name of Jesus? Jesus, let's talk about it. At what point in time did he deviate, Atlanta face, from the teachings of Jesus Christ into butterball naked, three men trio, funky town? When did it switch? When do we lose? That foundation. At what point in his career, at what pay mark, paycheck, what paycheck party opens you up? He went to a Christian academy. His father was like the head of the Christian academy. Christianity, talk to me now. This is Dwight Howard, aka Let's Get Funky. Yo. Atlanta face. Eyebrows up. Zesty. So, yes, so, all right, so, is it that they just want to be a part of the crowd? Is that what it is? Anybody have any suggestions on this? Is that what it is? Is it just that you want to be a part of the crowd? Is that what it is? You want to feel like you're a part of the successful crowd? Was it always there and we just didn't know it? Oh man, I tell you. And then there's another story. And I don't think we should ever get used to this type of thing. I don't think that we should ever get used to it, because I think the moment that we actually get used to it, the world has come to an end. It's over. It's over. Yeah, so Dwight Howard, Atlanta, where the men love each other. In Atlanta, there's a spirit. You know, Jezebel. Jezebel. Yeah. God's voice is going to be heard no matter what. And that's just the way it is. The Lord is still on the throne from what I hear. He's still on the throne. And shout out to the brothers who have remained true in the journey to success, had to make tough decisions, turn down deals. But you stood on your principles. You are truly rich. Dwight Howard. You can't see what God is trying to tell you. Let me talk to Dwight Howard now as my Christian brother. Right, because see, he's a Christian brother in the Lord, in the Church of Jesus Christ. Let me talk to him as my brother. Right. So he tells us to follow him. He gives us grace, but grace is not a license to sin. Right? So we all got shortcomings, right? We got shortcomings. We whatever. Nothing serious. Because we're not going to play with God, right? And to commit the abominable act in the face of God as a follower of Christ, and to show no remorse, Atlanta face, is pride. It is arrogance. It's everything God hates. You need to repent. You need to take a soaker for like, I don't know how long, brother. But whatever was happening to you getting clapped, G, you need to take a isotoner. You need to get CBD bubble bath. Yo. Yeah. I think it proliferates that entire industry. Pardon me, guys. This is that loud. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, dispensary loud. Okay. I think this is just a glimpse into the world of NBA successful stars, things that go on behind the scenes all the time. And I think that's what he knows. That's what that look means. You know what we was doing at the party, at the Diddy party. You know the Diddy face. He's got the perky, zesty Atlanta face. No shame. And this is where it really becomes sinful, because it becomes like an assault against God. It's like the attitude itself is like an assault against God, because it's like that's what you're intending to do. It's not a stumble, a mere stumble, you know, by just from being the fools that we are. We stumble along. But this is so more with intention and attitude to where it becomes offensive to the Most High. God knows how to humble a man if he loves you. But you're supposed to be a part of the Church of Jesus Christ. That's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of. You know what I'm saying? You supposed to be down with God, man. You supposed to be down. You came into the league. You was at the church. He was at the church service. He came out in the public, and you got to understand the significance of this. Because I'm going to tell you something. Once you become a professional athlete, they want you to start getting linked up with different sponsorships and different sponsorships, and all of those sponsorships have little clauses where you can't talk about God. You can't talk about faith. You can't, you know what I'm saying? It's like anything that can hurt their brand, because you wearing a shirt or you wearing these shoes. And so it gets all of this fly shit that goes on for a lot of these professional artists in that world. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes time to take a stand for Christ, a lot of these guys take a step back. So Dwight Howard was one of the ones who came out in 2013 and went to the church, got on the stage and professed his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ with the sweater on that was hugging for Jesus. The shirt was so tight for Christ. It was tight for Christ. Okay. Okay. And then he got one deal, and then it was another deal, and you gotta understand, you got the basketball games. That's just one part of the business. That ain't got nothing to do with the social events, the dinners, the parties, the boat rides, the fly shit, where the executives come out, producers, the models, the lifestyle. Where the deals are really made on the golf course, at the mansion parties. And so guys like this, they want to be successful. They want to be a part of the crowd, but the thing is that the crowd is getting butt naked. This crowd right here, they get butt naked when they want to have fun. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all used to have house parties and stuff and go out to the club. Yeah, but they take it to the next level. All right. And instead of you saying, you know what, this was great, but I'm never coming back again, you cats is nuts. Nuts. Right? No. You start thinking, oh man, I could get this new deal, you know, and you become like Kanye West. Just not thorough. You know what I'm saying? How you supposed to be so pro-black? This is for Kanye West. How you supposed to be so pro-black And you're supposed to be so conscious. And you're supposed to be so much of a backpack rapper. And you're supposed to be so much of all this and all this other bullshit. Right? But you signed the Rockefeller record. And you throwing up the rock. And you know what that means. Because you sucking. Because you was making a clap for that money. So you didn't care. You didn't care. And the only thing you fight for is contracts. You ain't fighting for the people. You ain't fighting for the truth, nigga. You just fighting for your contracts to get a better contract, to bring more money for yourself, to get more fame for yourself. You do anything to be more famous. You love attention. You like a hoe. You like a woman. You need a lot of attention. Next thing you know, you're going to be wearing stretch pants, trying to get attention. Kanye West stretch pants line coming out any day now. Oh man, shout out to the chat. Yeah, so stretch your hands forward. We're gonna pray for Brother Dwight Howard, because he used to be a member of the church. Now he's doing he's having Funky Fest with at least three brothers, masculine male buff husky brothers, all getting funky. Can you imagine anything grosser? Probably not. But Dwight Howard seems to think it's fine. Stretch your hands, because we're going to pray in the name of Jesus to touch Dwight Howard. Because he done backslid from the Lord Jesus Christ and the pastor, which was his father, in the church in Atlanta, where the men love each other a lot. Chest to chest. Husky, okay. And pray for Dwight Howard, man, for his mind, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, Lord, that you remind him who you called him to be, to fight these urges. Give him the strength, Lord, to fight these urges. Give him the strength, Lord, to fight these urges, to grab these crotches. Spontaneously. Give us a strong Lord. Pray for him, Lord. Lord, he is straight so far. So far from Calvary Baptist Church. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, bring him back, Lord. Man. All right, I'm gonna behave. Yeah. I'm gonna behave. Man, I love you guys. So I just think this stuff is interesting, but you don't think this is interesting? This is insane. You don't think this is crazy? You know? And it's just like we've gotten so used to it, but I just think it's strange. You know? And I remember he would used to do these appearances. He would pop up. And he would go viral because they would have him and dressing in very kind of like Euro centric clothing style, and he'll have on like high waters all the way up to his knees and shit, capri pants and penny loafers and bow ties and big block frame glasses and just weird shit, looking metro, you know. And I used to be like, man, what's up with this dude, man? It's like, you know, I mean, I understand, like, you got some contracts and stuff, but it's like you're just letting it change you. Like, you know, your big black ass wasn't walking around the hood like that. Big ass dude walking around with some little ass capri pants on and penny loafer shoes and all this extracurricular shit you done created, because now you're successful. It's like you're becoming somebody else. And I'm not saying don't upgrade. I mean, definitely get your drip on. And turn the car the other thing, go in the other direction where shit is nice. Do it, man. Go for it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, damn, brother, the pants is like, brother, you might pass out because it's like the circulation is like gone. It's like, dog, there's a looser. Can you get looser and still be successful? Or you gotta go that time for the success. What is it, man? What is it? What is it? What is it? Well, I don't know. It's time for the men to step it up too. I know we talked about Eve and the woman, but I'm gonna tell you, the man has been given the authority, and the man has to also remain holy, because the man has been given the authority. So you can't be making it clap for contracts, brother. You're tripping. How you gonna be giving the Lord praise with your life, and you having a funky fest with three brothers, man, and then you're not even feeling no shame? You're literally, listen to this. Remember Eddie Long, the preacher, the pig? You remember him, Eddie Long? He was another pig from Atlanta. Pig slime preach, right? And he got into this whole scandal. And he had contracts and all this whole thing. And no remorse. He had the nerve to come into the church being carried on a throne. He had people carrying his chair. I said, this mother, God is going to strike you with a bolt of lightning because you is going crazy. You have let this thing go to your head to divide a living God. And that's what I see. That's what I see with this Dwight Howard. I see, you know, it's like, you let that spirit into you, boy. You let that spirit into you. You know what I'm saying? You know? And I know he has a family, has kids. It's like, fam, think about a son. You got kids, fam. You got sons and daughters. You owe it to them. And to have no remorse and to just be like, what I'm doing in my bedroom is my business. Brother, you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. You need to just surrender. You need to get on your knees and just beg God to say, forgive me, for I am a sinner. For real, for real. You tripping. For sure. You tripping. You know what I'm saying? But it happens and it's so common. That's what I said. It's like when you in that industry and you lose touch with reality. You know, and that money and that lifestyle and the social environment and the whole thing, you lose sight of where you came from. You know, and that's exactly what happened with Dwight Howard. You know what I'm saying? He came in Christ, but that industry corrupted him. I would rather be a couple million short and have my soul, baby. Keep that shit, man. Christ make you rich. Christ make you rich. He's your sufficiency, man. He'll give you what you need. I was just having this conversation when it was time to pay the taxes. And they didn't have the money to pay the taxes. And the Lord told him, he said, yeah, I put the money in the fish. Let's go get the money out the fish. And as long as you're doing his work. Because remember, he said, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. That's where your treasure going to be. Where you fishing. Pulling men out of this cesspool, out of the cesspool of sickness, pulling them out. You know? Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. So, shall we say? I thank God for a new era of men coming up. You know, a new generation of men, of believers, who are able to make and take value from all of the mistakes of the past without having to go through it themselves, but turn it into a textbook for success for the future. God has a remnant. God has a remnant. And never doubt that. In abundance, too, he has a remnant. Foreordained, predestined, called like Esther for such a time as this, prepared before the foundations of the earth were laid. The heavens declare their name. It's written in the stars as a part of his divine plan. Every single one of them. Every speck of sand. All possessing his DNA. All possessing his fingerprint. His symbol. His logo. His brand. You know, we're just like him. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, God loves us, man. Love yourself, but God loves us. This brother's lost. He's lost, man, I'm telling you. Is he going to tell? What do you think? What do you think? Do you think he's going to tell? Do you think he's going to tell about that? Listen, y'all talking about me grabbing this man's crotch. Everybody in this gym is grabbing crotch all the time. All of them. You think he's going to do that? That's what I think is going on. That is my analysis. That is my intuitive analysis based on what I see. Based on the fact that he is very, very reckless, reckless, very much unashamed. You know, y'all know what we do around here. He ain't hiding nothing. You know, he feel very comfortable. Give it to me. You know, I'm like, God damn. I'm like, damn, nigga, you don't give a damn. I said, man, this brother is crazy as hell. So, yeah. All right. Well, we have 43 minutes. I'm going to let y'all get some sleep. Not for this Dwight Howard thing. It's just, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. You know, there was a time when this would have been an uproar. You know, a man openly confessing to having a male trio funk fest. Like it's nothing, you know, yeah, no problem. Right. Yeah, this is just a new day. I get it. It's just a new day. boy. Well, I have so much more I want to talk about. Let me see. I want to show you something. One of the things I wanted to talk about to my entrepreneurs out there, those of you who are dreaming and believing and taking steps towards your goals. Pay attention to the new trends and don't be afraid to learn a new skill and a new resource. And the old way of a storefront business, those days are still very, very important because it has all the fundamentals of running a business. But there's so many tools online that can help you. There's so many things you can do online to help you do whatever you're trying to do on a whole nother level. You have to take advantage of some of these things. And it's just a matter of sharing the information. I want to do that because some of the things that I'm learning is really amazing. And one of the things that I realize is that anytime there's a new industry breaking in, there's always this kind of like, you know, this conspiracy theory, fear of, you know, this new technology is witchcraft. It's witchcraft. This is a new technology. It's witchcraft. It's witchcraft. And so instead of learning that business and going in and being a part of it and revolutionizing it and being a part of it, no, you run from it because you can, they done told you that, you know, that this is some type of witchcraft, you know. And I'm not saying that sometimes you don't need to be mindful of things like that, because I think you should be mindful of things like that. But I think sometimes we forget that we need to walk this earth like we own it. Ain't no nothing, because I am a child of the Most High God. I'm no peasant. You know what I'm saying? I'm no person that's easily about nothing. I don't really care about what you got. The whole damn earth belongs to my Father and me. Rightfully. And one thing I'll tell you, we will never let nobody go hungry or homeless on our watch. So you don't even have the moral, you just need to shut the hell up. We need to shut up. Shut up. Yeah, anyway. All right. 47 minutes. Have a great night, guys. Do your thing. You know, consider some of these new trends. So much stuff, man. So many great things out there. Tools. And I'm going to be honest, a lot of this AI stuff is great. You're going to miss out. You know? Yeah, you know, I'm not saying you put your consciousness into the internet or whatever. I'm just saying, you know, you can understand that it speeds up your ability to produce, to create. You can write books. You can do all kinds of amazing things. You can make films. You can do novels. I mean, you can do almost anything you want to do right now. You know what I'm saying? So I love you. I wish you the best. Pray for Dwight Howard. He's given up his whole everything. He's turned around and just gave him everything. Everything. Take it. You know, he wants to be successful. It's a crying shame. It's a crying shame.